Ever find yourself avoiding locking in dates and decisions for your business, for your launches, delaying moving forward with your plans, or frequently second-guessing the decisions that you do make? Then this episode is for you. I'm going to talk about why making any decision is better than none, the key mindset shift that means you cannot get it wrong, and a few sales decisions that I suggest you make starting today. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Sales Show. Another short and sweet episode actually from me today, but it's on something that I see as key to making selling and launching not just more effective for you and your business, but also so much easier. This episode is really something I want you to listen to and then go and make some notes and put some things into action right away, okay? So let's dive deeper into the power of making decisions, even the wrong ones. And just a quick side note, if you want some help making these decisions, then come join my Soulful Growth Club membership. It is $7 and there is a brand new quarterly review and planning session ready and waiting for you to help you put some of this stuff into action. I'll tell you a bit more about that at the end, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. You can find out more at soulfulgrowthclub.com. So I have said this before, but I am not afraid to say it again. There is so much power in making faster decisions and making more decisions ahead of time to boost our sales. Deciding what to sell, deciding how and when to sell it, deciding what's coming up next. All of these things are going to boost your sales. The truth is, there is so much uncertainty as an online business owner, and so much about the success of what we are doing and what we are selling relies on us experimenting with the way we put it out there, with the way we talk about what we're doing, to figure out what works best for us and to figure out what works best for our audience. So making quick decisions allows us to just get on with that experiment and get the data back as quickly as possible. And yet, the fact that we have this uncertainty as business owners is the very reason why actually most of us do spend longer making these decisions than we perhaps need to. Now, obviously, there are times when it's really important to sit on things and to wait things out. But I think a lot of us are asking ourselves questions like, what if I choose the wrong webinar topic? Or what if I launch this and no one buys? Or, oh, maybe I should launch something else, even though I did plan to launch that. Or, oh, should I push this launch back? Should I change the dates even though I locked these dates in before? And I think all these questions are coming from a place of our brain trying to keep us safe, because if we delay making the decision, maybe we're going to protect ourselves from making the wrong decision. But the truth is that actually making the wrong decision, and I'm saying that in quotes, is actually going to boost your sales so much more than delaying decisions. Because even a decision that ultimately doesn't pan out is going to give you so much more data that you can then use to improve things. It's also going to allow you to get moving way quicker. When I made a commitment to myself at the beginning of 2023 to sell more of what I've already got, I was making decisions really quickly and selling. It was allowing me to sell stuff back to back with so much less stress, and it made a huge impact on how many course sales I have made. And what I also want to say is that putting off your decisions, making them at the very last minute, is going to make selling harder. And even putting off your decision or not making a decision is a decision in itself, okay? Even worse, what I have found is that making the mini decisions while you're in the middle of the launch, like, for example, let's say you're launching a thing, but you actually haven't fully decided when it ends, or you haven't fully decided when the bonus ends, or you don't know exactly when the price goes up. If you're making those decisions when you're already in a launch, it is absolutely exhausting. What I have found is that it means that I can't free my mind. My mind always has in the background this kind of energetic drain, knowing that there's a decision I still need to make. It's constantly focusing on the fact that I'm selling and launching. It makes it so much harder for me to relax. and it makes me way more prone to self-doubt and tricky feelings. So this is not just about helping you to make more sales, but it's also about helping you to make more sales more easily. So that's why today is about deciding, and deciding now. It gets to be so much quicker and so much easier when you make faster decisions. And like I said, that is going to boost your sales. So here is what I want you to do for today. So for the thing that you have already decided that you're selling now, or the thing that you're selling closest to now, I want you to think about how you're going about selling that thing and make a list of everything that you need to decide about the way you're selling it. So if you're doing a launch, for example, that's going to be things like knowing the exact launch dates, the exact launch prices, the exact early bird bonuses, things like that. If maybe you're selling a more like evergreen or behind the scenes thing, maybe you're going to need to decide what, if there's a special offer, how you're going to get it in front of people, if you're going to do an email sequence, what mechanism you're going to use for selling it, and that kind of thing. Ideally, you also want to be working ahead of yourself. This is what is going to boost your sales over time. Now, I know that when you're really in the cycle of deciding things last minute, it can be really, really hard to get ahead of yourself. But even if you can just get one step further ahead of yourself, that is a success. So if you can, do this for the next thing that you're selling, not just the current thing, but the next thing or the next thing after that. Whatever the one extra step would be for you, this is how we're setting yourself up to boost your sales. And I want you just to make as many of those decisions that you've listed down as possible. But if there's some that you can't decide just yet, at least have a list so that you know that you need to decide them by a certain time. Does that make sense? I feel like this sounds a little bit confusing, but actually it's really, really simple. Making a list of decisions about the thing that you're selling now, making a list of decisions you need to make about the thing that you're selling next, making as many of those decisions as possible. And for the ones that you can't make yet, just having a list of them so that you can quickly power through them when the time comes. And for me, I may or may not lock in all of the decisions, but after doing this exercise, I'm definitely going to be so much clearer and free up so much mental capacity and set myself up for way easier momentum. And believe it or not, making firm decisions is one of my personal biggest weaknesses. Like, I am prone to either putting off the decisions to the last minute or going back on my decisions while I'm launching. So I'm doing this alongside you. This is helping me to boost my own sales. And what I found, especially with this experiment that I did for myself to sell more of stuff that I've already created, I found that the more I can just decide, the more momentum I build, the more I boost my sales with less work. And like I said, I feel so much less stressed when I am selling, when this stuff is decided in advance. So get going. Make some decisions, be curious about any feelings that come up around you making those decisions, because it's okay to have the feelings, and reassure those fearful parts of you that it is safe and that even a wrong decision is actually going to teach you so much and build so much momentum. Good luck. And like I said a little bit earlier on in this episode, if you could use a little bit of support with making your decisions, then come join my Soulful Growth Club for $7. You're going to get access to my quarterly planning workshops, the first of which will be available to you on the very same day that this episode is going out. In this workbook and recorded workshop, we are going to be getting intentional about knowing that we have all phases of the marketing cycle covered, including how we want to grow, nurture, and sell to our audience the soulful and sustainable way. We are going to review what worked in the quarter just gone by checking in with how we're feeling and what we achieved, and planning for the next quarter in a way that aligns with our energy, our values, and of course, our business goals. So if you want in, it is only $7 to join the Soulful Growth Club. Find out more or sign up at soulfulgrowthclub.com. That is soulfulgrowthclub.com. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter.